Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
Eight people found shot dead in three locations in Harare in Khayelitsha yesterday morning. Police believing the shootings are related. Residents saying that the deceased had been terrorizing the community. This past weekend in the communities of Seawinds and Hillview in Musenberg, also here in the Cape, five people shot dead. That was the latest in what has been 2 months of nearly 20 people dying as a result of gang warfare. It necessitates the question, what do we need to do to rid our communities of guns? Joining me on the line is the director of Gun Free South Africa, Adele Christen. Adele, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa.
How do we do it?
It's overwhelming. Just those numbers. And we are at such a crisis point, and there are solutions. So for Gun Free, our understanding and our work in this field over the last, two decades is that we need a multidimensional approach to this problem. And it has to be tackled from a number of angles. And really the three most important things to do is to get the guns out of circulation. Importantly is to create conditions which reduce demand. Whether it's people getting guns because the cops aren't doing their job, whether it's organized crime, whether it's around creating jobs, environmental design. But thirdly, is communities getting involved in making their community safer. So one needs all three of these things. The most urgent, the priority, and this is really the only thing that can be done by the cops. This is the job of the police, is to get these guns out of circulation. And that means specialist firearms units that recover, that track and trace these guns and destroy them.
Which is going to be a challenge, Adele, given the numerous reports over years and years and years now of how sometimes guns belonging to members of the SAPS end up in the hands of these criminals and get used in killing our people.
So, Africa, you're right. I mean, we know that in most crimes committed with guns, these guns are illegal. But all guns start their life as a legal entity. And the single biggest source of illegal guns are legal guns. And these are guns held by the police, by private security, and as well as by civilians. So what that thing tells you is if you want to turn off the tap, if you want to stop the movement of guns from the legal into the illegal market, you also have to look at ways to reduce the movement of guns into the legal trade. So if we're looking at guns stolen from police stations, from state armories, taken directly off police officers, then the task of the police is to secure their stocks. And there are a range of standard operating procedures. We're part of big protocols globally that are very clear about how you secure your stocks. We've done this in the past. What is going on that we can't do what we did 15, 20 years ago?
Yeah. And of course, a slightly more difficult one is creating an environment that reduces the demand for those guns, because here now we're looking at the economic structure, for example, of the country, the quality and level of education that you deliver to those learners, the opportunities that the economy makes available for them, and so forth and so on. It's a lot more complex, the second element, isn't it?
Exactly. And so that's why, we've said that we need this kind of coordinated, multidimensional approach to tackle this. Some of the stuff is long-term. Creating the conditions which reduce demand are long-term, but they have to start now. The short-term, it feels like it's long-term, but short-term is actually getting guns out of circulation. Once you remove a weapon, because we know that these guns move from hand to hand, these guns that were used in these shootings, we can guarantee you they're no longer in the hands of the people who committed the crime. They've moved on to someone else's hands. Guns are robust. They are commodities that keep on going and going and keep on killing more and more people. So removing one gun isn't just about saving one life. It's about saving many lives. So it has to be a priority. And it's about intelligence-driven policing rather than these search and seizures or roadblocks. You have to go after the perpetrators and you have to find the guns. Because once you find the guns, and then track and trace them, that also gives you intelligence about where they're coming from, which then gives you information about where the most vulnerable points are for leakage. So we know that legal guns and from civilians and legally owned guns from cops, that's the biggest source. 24 guns are lost and stolen every single day in this country. So that's the other kind of point of taking guns out of circulation is we have to strengthen our law to reduce gun availability. So that's the most impactful intervention is you reduce gun availability, you reduce gun deaths. It's as simple as that.
We'll leave it there, Adele. Thank you very much indeed for your time. Adele Kirsten is the Director for Gun Free South Africa.